Good afternoon, everyone. This is a meeting of House Transportation, and this committee meeting will come to order at 1:33 on February 2nd. Members present are Representative Newman, Representative Sullivan Leonard, Representative Clayman, Representative Wolf, Representative Kopp, and myself, Chair Stutes, Co-Chair Stutes, with my co-chair, Representative Wolf. We have a quorum to conduct business. We are allowing the use of electronic devices during committee meetings, but please silence your cell phones. We are asking that the staff and members of the audience not approach the table if you need to pass a note to the committee. Members, please get the attention of my committee aide, Matt Greening, and he will take care of it for you. I'd like to thank Heather Evoy, the Transportation Committee Secretary. Oh, I'm sorry. Greg Payne from the Juno LIO for technical and teleconferencing support. And I would also like to acknowledge Representative, I'm sorry,
right.
Harriet Drummond, our representative. Thank you. A first order of business, I'd like to bring back House Bill 51, Small Vessel Wastewater Exemption. This is our second hearing on this bill, and I would like to open public testimony. Out of respect for our other testifiers, I would ask members of the public to limit their testimony to 2 minutes. Testifiers, please identify yourself and your affiliation for the record. I am looking. Thank you. We have, let me first say in the room, we have Mike Lesman, our liaison for the Department of Transportation for questions, and I see we also have Captain Newsel in the room from the Department of Transportation, and we have Michelle Hale, Division of Water Department Environmental Conservation Director in the room for questions. And I don't see any testifiers. We have no testifiers. So I'll close public testimony. Is there anyone in the room that would like to testify on this bill? Seeing none, I would like to review the 2-0 fiscal notes attached to the bill.
They must be zero.
The first note is from the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, and we have Mike Lesman, legislative liaison, who is here, and he's available for any questions. Do any of the committee members have any questions regarding this fiscal note? Seeing none, the second fiscal note was prepared by the Department of Environmental Conservation. We have Michelle Hale, Director of the Division of Water, Department of Environmental Conservation, available for questions. Do the committee members have any questions on our second fiscal note? Seeing none, it is the will of the co-chairs that this bill be moved from committee. But before we have a motion, are there any additional comments or questions from this committee? Representative Newman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to offer a conceptual amendment. That would be conceptual amendment number one to House Bill 51.
I will object for the discussion.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Conceptual amendment number one would change the effective date in Section 8, page 4, line 6, from immediately to retroactive to January 1, 2016. Madam Chair, doing so would ensure the state and private sector vessels addressed in the bill are fully covered and not left vulnerable due to the sunset last January 1, 2016. It's my understanding there are a number of vessels that will be affected by it, and the department can speak better to the number if necessary. The department has posted a letter ensuring that they would not take action against those vessels. but by doing this, it closes the loop and ensures that the private sector operator is not left vulnerable to any lawsuits or other interests than the state. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative Newman. Would the department like to speak to this amendment? Please state your name and affiliation for the record.
Good afternoon, Madam Co-Chair. Deputy Commissioner Michael Neusel with the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, overseeing the Alaska Marine Highway System. From the department perspective, the effective date is, it doesn't make any difference. It would be fine to eliminate that gapped period in the coverage. That's effectively been done by the letter from the Department of Environmental Conservation. So we've complied with the same best management practices rules that we've always complied with. This would just close that gap, and we have no objection to that.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, if I may, we did check with the Department of Environmental Conservation on this also, and they did not have any issues with this amendment, and they thought it was a friendly amendment.
Great. Thank you, Representative Newman. Any further questions? Seeing none, I'd like to note that the department is neutral to the amendment, but that it could offer added protections to the private sector, and I certainly will be supporting your amendment. And I would like to remove my objection at this time. Being there no further objections, or conceptual amendment number one is adopted. Mr. Co-Chair, may I get a motion, please?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move to report HB 5130-LS0302/D out of committee as amended with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes. The committee gives authority to legal services to make any necessary technical and or conforming changes to the bill.
Do I hear any objections to moving this bill out of committee? I thank you. We will move this bill out of committee. Appreciate it. Next up is a presentation by the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities on a relating to state compliance with federal relocation assistance programs. This is not a bill hearing. It is simply an introduction to a bill that will bring Alaska's statute into compliance with new federal law. There will be time for proper vetting later. Heather Fair, State Right-of-Way Chief with the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, will present the bill proposal. Ms. Fair, if you'd please identify yourself and your affiliation for the record and proceed with your presentation.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair. My name is Heather Fair. I'm the statewide right-of-way chief for the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, and I'm here to present our bill today for consideration on our relocation assistance and to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you. Proceed.
Madam Chair, how would you like me to proceed as far as presentation of the bill?
It is just bringing us into compliance with the federal mandates?
Yes, primarily that's what is happening. MAP 21 was the second to last iteration of new federal laws that apply to us with regard to relocation assistance for Alaskan families, businesses, and farms. And it was the first time in over 40 years that they have raised the amounts of money available to parties that are displaced from acquisitions for right-of-way for public transportation and facilities.
Thank you. Are there any questions from this committee? Yes, Representative Sullivan Leonard.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate that. I guess I'm not clear on who is sponsoring this particular legislation. Is it you, Madam Chair, that's sponsoring this to bring forward for a potential committee bill? Is that correct?
The intent is to have it a committee bill. It is. Brief at ease. Excuse me. This is at the request of the governor through the Department of Transportation to bring the state of Alaska in compliance with the federal regs. And what we are going to do today is simply make this a committee bill, and then we will have the bill drafted and bring it back up for discussion in committee.
Okay, and Madam Chair, if I could follow up on that, please.
Certainly.
I guess my question is, I am new to this, but I guess looking at it from the outside in, why isn't the governor bringing it forward on his own right as opposed to him presenting it to ask for it to be a committee bill?
In response to that, in my limited experience, it's very common for the committee to present a governor's bill.
So many rules.
Are there further questions?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
We're just talking conceptually to the information packet in front of us now, right?
Correct.
So, yeah, just a question. Could I ask the...
Certainly.
Yeah, okay.
I understand that.
Thank you for being here today. So this seems to me like it's kind of a housekeeping measure. We're not talking about general fund dollars here. We're talking about federal dollars and authorizing in state statute that will spend up to what is available federally to relocate people when that happens by DOT in the right-of-way. Is that correct?
Representative Kopp, through the chair, that's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Further questions? Seeing none. Oh, I'm sorry. Representative Clement.
Yes. Because this is partly about the expenditure of federal dollars, does this also mean that if we were not to enact this legislation, it might hamper our ability to use federal dollars to pay individuals whose property is otherwise taken by government for building highways, essentially? And so it's important for us to get our statutes in compliance with the federal standards so that we get the maximum benefit from the federal dollars that come our way.
Representative Klayman, through the chair, that's correct. We need to be very clear about our authorizations to comply with federal law in this case and to bring the maximum eligible amounts to displaced parties, to Alaskans.
Thank you, Representative Klayman. Any further questions? Seeing none, Mr. Co-Chair, may I please have a motion?
Madam Chair, thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I move and ask unanimous consent that in accordance with AS 24.08.060, the committee authorize the introduction of a committee bill on the subject of federal relocation assistance program compliance.
Madam Chair.
Representative Newman.
Madam Chair, just object for discussion, please.
I object for discussion.
Thank you. And just discussion. Madam Chair, we ran into an instance here on the Parks Highway expansion up in my district this last year, and Mr. Nesmith from the department is very familiar with it, where according to the federal center line, in the Parks Highway, there was a certain distance from the center line to where private property started. And the folks who bought property along there to have their businesses were working off of the plat maps that were stamped by the state of Alaska and the borough. And then what happened is when they did the right-of-way up through the Parks Highway, the department fell back to something that Congress did, I believe, in 1946, that allowed them a different line from the center line. And it took an additional 15 to 20 feet away from people's private property that they've been paying taxes on since they bought it 20, 30 years. And so the confusion came in is where people thought their property line was, they had their parking lots built, do this, and now because they pulled up this document from Congress, these people lost the value of that property. And like I said, Mr. Nesmith could probably explain it, but if we're going to be looking at this, maybe we could look at some of the problems that have happened and solve them at the same time and help the people of Alaska with the problems that they're having with some of this, with the highway programs that are going on. I think that would be a good time to maybe take a look at that.
Thank you, Representative Newman. This motion is strictly to make it a committee bill, and we will be hearing this bill in this committee, and we certainly will take into consideration those concerns because they are truly concerns and concerns of the citizens.
Madam Chair, is there any draft copies of the version of the bill yet?
No, not yet, not to my knowledge.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. So do I have any objections to the motion?
I
I would withdraw, thank you. I withdraw my objection. Do I have any objections to the motion? Seeing none, the motion carries. I thank you. We have conducted our business for today, and I appreciate it. Our next hearing will be Tuesday, February 7th at 1:30, when we will bring House Bill 60, Motor Fuel Tax, back before the committee for public testimony. And we will stand adjourned at 1:50.